1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Introducing Marquee Rewards, now playing at Argosy Casino. It's the players club that goes where you go, like M Resort Las Vegas, Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, and more.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
He went away. You called to say that your love for him was through. So we went out. Now I find out what you said wasn't true. Your boyfriend's back and you say that I'm in trouble.
Hey, la, your boyfriend's
back. And if I see him coming, I should cut out on the double.
Hey, la, your boyfriend's back.
Cause you've been telling him lies, trying to put the blame on me.
The actual original, the charades.
Is it? What's it? My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, that's the original song.
The Angels.
Wow.
Right?
I would never. Have...
This is Bobby Comstock and the Counts.
They've had a lot of hits. Folks, here's what I'd like to do. We're at $5,700. This is regarding the donations to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I would love to hit $10,000. And we're only, well, let's see, we're only $3,300 away from that. Yeah. So if I could get 11 people, if I could get 11 more people to donate $300, and you know you're out there, you know you are, I'll be thrilled to death. That would give us 10 grand, unless my math is wrong. We're at 5,700 now, so I need another 4,300. I'm sorry, 4,300 to make. So that's not 11 people. How many is that?
That's not divisible by 300.
How can it be $5,700 then? Is 5,700 divisible by 300? I need 10 grand. What's a third of 57? What's three in the 5,700? Boy, stay in school, kids.
Yes.
Stay in school. It's like 19 or something.
Yes.
Okay. We got 19 people. All right. To get $10,000, and it's not going to be a round number of $10,000. It's going to be 300 times. Divide 10,000 by 300. Go ahead, do it.
Let's see here.
We're so stupid. Stay in school. I'm not kidding. This is the part of your life where you get embarrassed because you're so bad at math.
You need Google's help. Yeah. It's 33 would be 99,999.
Okay, 33 times 300 is, 9,900. I need 34 people. We have 17. We're halfway there. You got 2 hours. No, you got less than 2 hours. So here's what I'd love for you to do. And you know you're out there. Come on, it's $300. You get 4 Cardinal tickets and 4 Blues preseason tickets automatically for the $300. I'm going to give you the number in a second. If you're in your car, as soon as I say it, you dial it. And they'll answer the phone at Nestle Purina. You say, I want to donate $300 and a chance for that dinner at Annie Gunn's with Frank and his wife. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a great evening. I'll tell you the sausage joke even. In fact, I'll tell you 10. If that's what you want, I'll tell you 10 jokes. We have dinner that night. It'll be fantastic. You're going to have one of the best dinners you've ever had. My wife will be nice to you because she's not married to you. So she'll be nice. And then it'll be a great night. And it's $300. And for $300, you're in a drawing that now has 17 people in it. And even if we get to 30 people, which would be fantastic, you still got a really good shot. So $300 You get the 8 tickets, 4 cards, 4 preseason blues. And then you're in the drawing that's going to take place in about an hour and a half, a little less than an hour and a half, to have dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's on the night that works out for you and for us, and we'll make it work for you. Plus, you get that night at the Four Seasons with your other person, whoever that is, your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Archview accommodations, beautiful Four Seasons hotel. That room alone, the Archview, is a $615 room. This is the Four Seasons. It's not Motel 6, okay? And then each of you get to choose from either the 50-minute pressure massage or the European facial. That's a great package. And there's a reason I want to hit 10 grand. This is a competition. I don't want any other show on this station to beat this show. They haven't in years past, and I don't want it to happen this year. We need for this show to be responsible for bringing in $10,000, and we can do it. We're at $6,000 now. So please, $300, that's all we're asking. That's really not a whole lot to ask. And I know, you know who you are. You're sitting in the car right now in your really nice Cadillac or high-end whatever, loaded Suburban, you're in a Mercedes, whatever. You got $300, and you'd have a great evening with me and my wife. Ask anybody who's won these over the years. Nobody, there's nobody who hasn't had a great time going to dinner at Annie Gunn's. And we've gotten very lucky, my wife and I, because, you know, this is we're doing this blind. We don't know who we're going to end up spending the evening with. Never had a misfire, never. Wonderful people. And you'll be the next wonderful couple we go to dinner with. And if I were you, if it were me, you do what you want. I'd break it into two different nights. I'd take the Annie Gunn's thing with us one night and do the Four Seasons another night. Call this number and call it now, if you would, please. 314-982-2992. That's 314-982-2992. Someone really nice and grateful for your generosity, we'll answer the phone and take your $300 bid. And then in an hour and 15 minutes or so, we're going to draw from that pool of names, which won't end up, there's no way it's going to end up, it won't end up being more than 30 or so in the drawing. So it's pretty good odds. Again, 314-982-2992. Please call now. We appreciate it. Tim Weiland sitting in for Dan Struss. How's it going, Tim?
It's going all right.
We haven't had a chance to talk very much. We didn't do Burke segment. Does anybody have anything for the Burke segment?
I say guess first.
Do you have anything?
I don't really have anything for the Burke segment, but a thing that hit me the other day when you were in the Playhouse and you were talking about a guy that got busted for shoplifting meat.
Yes.
In a grocery store?
Yes, that's a true story. He stole steaks.
All right.
He put them in his colostomy
and
bag.
And here's what I don't get. Now, you well know that, about 2 years ago,
I had colostomy bag.
These got to be steak strips or something. Have you ever seen a colostomy bag? It's not that big.
Maybe he had an extra large one.
Do they come in sizes?
Not that I know of.
What kind of steak was it? Because there are small steaks. There are cube steaks. There are pork steaks.
Well, even little fillets are tiny, right?
Little filet mignon, little 4 or 6 ounce fillet. You could put that in a colostomy bag.
Boy, I don't
know.
Do you
remember how many ounces they held?
No.
Hey, how long did you have to wear that disgusting thing?
Well, I had to wear it for about 6 months.
My goodness.
I was lucky. Mine was reversed and I'm back to normal now, but there's people there that, you know,
wear it for the rest of their lives.
Wear it for the rest. My grandma did. My grandma had one for almost her whole life.
So I know this is disgusting and it's almost dinner time, but this is very educational. You had some serious surgery.
I did.
And you had to wear a colostomy bag. And for those who don't know what it is, a colostomy bag essentially is you're not using your regular digestive tract for things to exit. It all comes out in a tube into a bag. And it's poop only, right?
It's just
poop.
Right.
So you're walking around with a bag of poop.
Yeah.
What, strapped to your leg? Where is it?
No, it's... It's on your left side.
It's about like a port almost, right? A little
at your belt level.
Is it always left side or could it be right? Depending on the surgery and where the issue was.
It's generally on your left side.
Okay.
So, because what they did with me is they cut about a foot and a half of my colon out because it had the diverticulitis and...
You didn't have cancer.
No. No, it was just it got infected. It tore. And
did
then
you
I
ever
start getting that peritonitis in my system.
An accident where you like bumped the corner of a table and it punctured your poop bag?
No, because you're too aware of that.
Boy, I would be.
You are.
Yeah,
you
I would
are,
think you would always notice it was
and,
there.
And it's funny, the day I got out of surgery, one of the doctors that came in over the weekend, he said,
he put it to you. No. What kind of doctor are you?
No, wait, what he had said to me is that you take care of it and then you become obsessed with it. And I totally get what he means now because
I would be.
You take care of it and then you get obsessed. You want it. You don't want to walk around.
Well, you got to wonder, can people smell? Is there any leakage at all?
They're right.
And can anybody detect it? Am I going to bump it?
And that's what he said. You will get obsessed with it. And what's really ironic, Frank, is one of the line guys and a line guy over at these private airports. The guys, they wear the green and orange shirts, and they bring the jets in and they fuel them up and stuff. And one of our line guys over at the airport, same thing happened to him last year. He had his for about 4 months. I had mine for 6. But it was just two guys in the same place getting
did
this.
You, when you had the colostomy bag, did you go to any kind of concert or something where they patted you down and went, oh, wait a minute.
No. I don't remember. No, I didn't do that. I mean, even went to the Blues games and that, and they, no.
Look, I know there are people, and I think you're one of them, who whatever life throws at you, you go, well, you know, it could be worse. I'm not one of those people. Okay.
That would be the worst thing that ever happened.
I'm the guy that would go, you've got to be kidding me. I have to poop in a bag on my, that's it. I want my life to be over. I mean, I would complain every day about it. I would be paranoid about it. I wouldn't want to go out anywhere. I'd stay home all the time because I'd be afraid I'd accidentally puncture
it. I got to tell you something. This is, of course, on this show, we could say anything.
Sure.
You can't say the F word.
Right, I know that. But yeah. probably one of the weirdest things is the very, very first time you're laying in the hospital bed and all of a sudden you feel something weird on your side. And it's a weird sensation. That there's a very weird, I can't describe. I don't.
So you can tell it's exiting.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
no kidding.
And the very first time you see something happening there and you're, whoa. You kind of jump and just go, oh, my God, what is this? And they're going through, relax, that's your first bowel
relax,
movement.
You're pooping in your bag.
You're actually, yeah.
Now, when you at home at night, is it hanging off the side of the bed? Or how do you roll it around at night? Because I toss and turn. How does that work?
That's what I say. It's not, well, you just have to wear clothing. I always wore sweatpants and made sure it was tied enough to keep it, but loose enough that it didn't choke it off, you know what I mean? So it's
how often did you change? I assume you discard it and put a new one on.
Oh yeah.
How often? Like yeah. Once a day?
No, you had to do it more than that. It just depends. And what happens?
Depends. That'd be
no. Yeah.
This is strange talking about this. I don't want to get into too much detail, you know, but.
No,
they told me you're gonna have normal bowel movements. You are going to have constipation. You're gonna get the runs, and you're gonna have this and that happen. And one of the worst things that happens is when all of a sudden you can tell it fills up like that, and it's like, whoa, this is weird.
All right, I have to. This is awkward, and this is.
So we're gonna change the subject.
No, here's what finally, I just got a text. And somebody wants to donate $600. That's two entries,
wow.
But they want the number. So I'm texting the number, and I'll say it out loud for anybody else that wants to jump in on this. 314-982-2992. And there. Send. Boom. Gone. There's 600 more. We need 10 grand. We're getting close. We've got to be about 7,000 already. Folks, I need your help here. And when it's over, if I get the 10 grand, I'll tell you why that number was so important to me. Very important to me. 314-982-2992. They'll answer the phone. They'll take your $300 donation. And here's another thing. Every dollar stays in the St. Louis area, and it all goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Not like some charities where you find out down the road that 8% of your money actually went to help somebody. No, all of it. All of it goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So I know it's aggravating to hear the same thing repeated over and over. I got aggravated earlier at some of it, but I think you got to understand that every 10, 15 minutes, somebody jumps in the car and turns on the radio that hadn't heard what we did before. So for those people, very quickly, one more time, when you call that number that I'll give again in a second, you are donating $300. For that, you automatically get 4 Cardinals tickets and 4 preseason Blues tickets. When you call, they'll give you the dates and the specifics. But then you're in the drawing, which will take place in less than an hour and a half, to go to dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns, and we'll pick a time that works for you, weeknight, week, whatever you want. Tom Sainert is very flexible when it comes to that stuff. He will pick out a bottle or two of really, really fine wine, and you will take anything off the menu you want. And if I were you, I wouldn't eat for 24 hours before I went to Annie Guns. I would eat the biggest steak. I'd have the best dessert. I'd have appetizers. I'd get the most out of this deal. And you're going to be in a drawing with relatively few people, because I'm only looking for 25, 30 people to jump in here with $300, and we're over halfway there. So I really want to hit the $10,000 mark at $300 per entry. So once again, the number is 314-982-2992. I know you're driving. I'll give you a chance to grab that cell phone, pick it up. There you go. Okay. Watch your steering. Watch the road. Here we go. 314-982-2992. I have been going to Ballast Dental Care for 42 years. Tim, do you have a dentist that you like?
I do. And I've been going to my dentist as long as you've been going to yours. So,
you know, what's sad, you probably think that your dentist is as good as my dentist. That's funny to me. I'll bet you, after all the time you've gone to your dentist, if you would make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, here's what you would say to me. You'd go, I can't believe this. I've gone to the same place all these years. I had no idea there was someplace better. I'll bet you you'd do that. Think about it. Don't answer
that. Right.
And for the rest of you listening, look, I do get it. I used to work with a guy who covered his mouth every time he laughed. He was so ashamed of what he had allowed to happen with his mouth and his teeth. And he was a good-looking guy. He was a funny guy. But everybody knew why, when he laughed, he put his hand up over his mouth so that you couldn't see his teeth. That's a horrible way to go through life. And I know there are people who, you get to a certain point, it's been so long since you've been to the dentist, you think, well, now I really can't go because I'm so embarrassed. You're just making things worse. It's gonna get to a point where they there's no recovering what's the damage has been done. You're going to lose your teeth. I doubt that many of you are there yet. You can get this fixed and taken care of. And in a relatively short amount of time, maybe one or two visits, they would love to have you as a patient at Ballast Dental Care, and you are going to be so glad you finally did this. Now, to the rest of you who aren't in trouble, you haven't neglected your teeth. You've been to a dentist in the last 2-3 years. You just don't like your dentist. Get out of there. Come over with us at Ballast Dental Care. Unless you're crazy unless you look forward to going to the dentist, you're in the wrong place. Because I can tell you, you will actually look forward to every appointment at Ballast Dental Care. You think that sounds crazy? Make the first appointment. You'll see what I'm talking about. This is a fantastic dental clinic. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. The website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet. Well, a KTRS commuter listener called in, and let me know that Lindbergh is still shut down at Schutz. They've got Highway Patrol and local police out there, and they're diverting to Ashby. We have another accident now. It just happened on westbound 40 before Spady that has 2 lanes blocked, and traffic is, boy, it's really jamming up. You're already slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. Now it's starting to get the same way from about McKnight all the way out through Spady. Southbound 270, you are running slow between Olive in pockets all the way down to Doherty Ferry. It looks like they've cleared that accident that was on northbound 270 just before Doherty Ferry, but Traffic still maybe a little bit heavy right around Highway 44. Then we have eastbound 270 slow between McDonnell, Lindbergh, and 170. And eastbound 40 downtown, it's pretty well jammed up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event going on now. Save an extra 20% off all clearance already reduced. But hurry, Kohl's clearance event ends soon. Valid in-store only. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/apply. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/apply. That's Prosper.com/apply.
Things vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
It's the end of summer.
Aww.
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center end of summer clearance sale.
Yay!
Where all patio furniture is up to 50% off. And there's still plenty of time to use your new patio furniture, along with a new grill from the large selection of grills at Suburban Leisure Center, just in time for football season and the beginning of fall. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination, especially now, so you can take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. It's barbecues and more, and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com. We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo, October 20th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. Ron, why should a business have a booth at the show?
Well, the show is designed to help companies of all sizes meet key decision makers and grow their businesses.
Oh, yeah?
We've had one exhibitor gain a $1 million contract at the show, and it meant 20 new jobs for the business.
That's pretty cool.
There's no other way a company can make this amount of quality contacts in just one day.
Are there certain types of businesses that have more success at the show?
No, we have businesses of all types and sizes exhibit at the show, from nonprofits to for-profits. The show is ideal for any company that is looking for more sales, needs to build its sales pipeline, or isn't sure where clients will come from in 6 months from now.
Well, how does a company sign up?
We've still got booths available, but they're going fast, and space is limited. Call and reserve your space today. Call 314-569-0076 or visit stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
What was that website again?
stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
It's a contemporary, fun boutique shopping experience with a quirky assortment of products, ranging from wine, beer, and frozen food to home decor, accessories, and apparel. It's here today. The Store, where shopping is a bit like a treasure hunt because every aisle reveals more great values. But if you see something you love today, you'd better grab it because it could be gone tomorrow. Hence the name, Here Today, with four area locations, Arnold, Fenton, Florissant, and Fairview Heights. For more, go to HereTodayStores.com.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Ooh, good choice. I like this song. I want to thank all of you listening for putting up with the repetition and, you know, us having to repeat and repeat and repeat. But I think it's pretty standard in the radio business that you turn over an audience about every 15 minutes. We don't. We tend to hang on people longer, but you add additional listeners every 10, 15 minutes. It's only 4:39, so there are people that will be getting off work at 5. So I expect that last hour, if you will just allow me to really hit it hard, the last hour, we're going to get the 10,000. We're at 8,100 now. Round of applause for those of you. And I can't explain to you how grateful I am to you, and because it sounds corny and it sounds like it's all put on and fake, but it's not. It's not. Every year when we do this, every year down the hall, I say the same thing to the people down the hall. I said, I just don't think we can possibly do what we did last year. There was a fluke. People were overly generous. And then every single time somebody steps up, you take us where I never thought we'd go. There's nothing in this for me. I do get to go. In the interest of complete and full disclosure, I will get a really good steak out of this deal at Annie Gunn's. And I might have a martini. I'm not a big drinker. So, yes, I will get dinner. But I'm willing to put me and my wife in a very unusual and maybe precarious situation. We might be going to dinner with a serial killer. You gotta consider the risk that I'm taking. You never know. But I don't think so. I think the people that we have ended up being paired with in the past have been wonderful people. And I am as interested in meeting you as you are me, because when you do this, you don't really know who you're talking to. We don't know who we're talking to. And at least I get a chance sometimes in a nice, quiet setting like Annie Gunn's to spend a couple of hours, maybe three, getting to know one or two of our listeners. And it's good because it helps me realize that we're just not talking in the wind. That there are people listening. There are people listening who have the ability to do some good and help, and they step up and do it. I also understand that not everybody has $300. Nobody understands that more than I do. Because there was a time when I didn't have $300. I didn't have $100. I've told you before, my wife and I were given charitable money from the church to buy groceries because we did not have the money to buy groceries. And the preacher at the time, somebody got word to him what we were eating. And it wasn't very healthy, and it wasn't, I'll tell you what it was. It was the Campbell's tomato soup and minute rice mushed together and salted. And every day that's what we ate. And the preacher came up to me and said, look, in private, he said, you don't have to be embarrassed. I know what's going on. And he handed me, now this is in the 70s, he handed me a $20 bill. He said, it's from the Benevolent Fund, and it's to help people like you. I felt a combination of embarrassed and thrilled. So I went home, my wife and I went to the grocery store. And I'm going to tell you something, in the 70s, 20 bucks, that was about three or four bags of groceries.
Oh, yeah,
we ate pretty well that week. And then when I could, I turned around and I gave it back to that fund many times over. So there are lots of you who are charitable. And one of the great things about doing radio for an audience like this, as opposed to, and I don't mean to offend anybody here, but music stations, a lot of them tend to draw an audience that has no loyalty to the station. The loyalty is to the music. They don't give two hoots about who's on the air. You people actually have a bond with us. You know us. There's no way we would ever get to know you as well as you know me and Dan and Peon. It would be impossible, except for the occasional dinner like this. So thank you for your generosity. Again, we're looking for $300. $300 that's donated to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And in an hour or so, a little over, we're going to draw. And from that pool of people who donated $300, somebody, holy crap, can I have a, Bruce, can I have a timpani a roll, please? All right, I have a text from the folks down at, that's enough, thank you. Yeah, you're overdoing it just a little bit, thank you. I have a text from the folks down at Lauren Ryden. Thank you for keeping me up to speed on what's going on there. This is the latest number. I told you my goal was $10,000. We are at $10,800.
Yeah! All right, I have a new goal. I have a new goal.
Let me tell you something. I don't do this very often. When I do, I'm out for blood. Okay, I want to win. I want St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer to go, man, that AM the PM audience, that's a fine bunch of people. We're at 10-8. Now, anything after this is just, to me, icing on the cake. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. You got a calculator? 10,000, hang on, 10,800 divided by 3. What does that come out to be?
Mm-hmm.
And again, stay in school. This is a good example, because I used to be really good at this kind of stuff right off my 10,000. 36. Okay, 36 people are in the drawing. Think about this. There's a hat with a bunch of names in it, and there are only 36 names in the hat. That's not many. Not many. So why don't you make it 46, or even if it's 50, make it 50. That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The number again to make your donation and for a chance at the dinner and the hotel and the whole thing is 314-982-2992. And Lauren is texting me, asking me questions that I can't answer. Lauren, I haven't called the guy yet. I have a gentleman who has called, and I'm going to call and confirm this, but he said if we reach 10,000 or more, that he's willing to do something that is. When I saw this note, it absolutely stunned me. And I will tell you when this all ends in a little bit, in an hour or so, what it is. But during a break, I have to call this man to confirm that this is legit. Because if it is, this guy will have done something that I don't have any words to express what he says, what he's going to do, if in fact it's legit. But we've already won. We've already won. We've already won the contest competing with other people on the air here. Yeah! That's important, because in the process of doing that, we got a lot of money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And when people go on the air and say, "We're gonna kick cancer, we're gonna eliminate cancer, we're gonna eliminate ALS," I don't believe that for a second. I don't think we are. I don't. Here's the reason you give. You ever been around anybody with cancer and been witness to and part of the expense that's involved in treatment? These people all have to be paid. This chemotherapy, this stuff costs a lot of money. And then there's all the support they need. And they need support. And we need to be able to pay the best of the best people, the best hospice people, the best caregivers. That's what this money's for. Yes, there's research. Hopefully, wouldn't it be great if someday we do eliminate it? But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. I know we got rid of polio for the most part. In other countries, it still exists. We pretty much kicked AIDS in the butt, and it's done for the most part. But cancer's a different animal. Cancer comes in so many forms. There's so many types of cancer. But we certainly can make the lives of the people that have it much more comfortable. And some of this money, you need to know, does go to help children with cancer. And that's the cancer that gets to me the most. If you have kids or grandkids, when you see a little kid with cancer and a shaved head and chemotherapy, may not make it, sometimes it doesn't make it, or it just tears your heart out. I will tell you a quick story again that I've told before, and I'm doing it to make you cry and to make you sad and to make you cough up $300. Because this money goes for exactly this kind of thing. When my firstborn child, my son, was six, he had heart surgery. And he was at Children's Hospital, and he was there for quite a while. And he made a little friend there. It was a girl. And they had a playroom in this floor at Children's Intensive Care Floor, and kids could go and play. And every morning he went out and he'd play games with this little girl, except for the one morning when he didn't play with her because he went down to play with her and she was dead. And to try to explain to a six-year-old why his little friend's not there, they don't understand death. It's very difficult for them to comprehend. But I won't forget that. I won't forget the morning we tried to explain what happened. Kids in a perfect world should not get cancer. You know who should get cancer? El Chapo should get cancer. Bad people should get cancer. Thugs should get cancer. Drug dealers should get cancer. But unfortunately, very good people get cancer too. And you do what you can do. But let me restate to those of you who don't have the $300, but right now you're sitting there thinking, boy, I wish I had $300. I would jump in on this. I'm thanking you, too, because your head's in the right place. And one of these days when you have it, I know you will do it. So I appreciate that, the fact that you're even thinking about it. Tim Weiland is in for Dan Strauss. We didn't really do a Burke segment. We'll try to squeeze. Let's do half a Burke segment, another half later. Tim, you're finished.
Thanks to my wife for putting up with me when we had that.
When you had the colostomy bag?
Yeah.
That's a true test of whether a marriage is going to be solid or not. Honey, can you take my filled colostomy bag and bring me a new one?
Yes.
That's a good test. Peon, did you have any?
Yes, I had a couple things.
All right, let me give the number again real quickly because I want as much of this dough as I can get. 314-982-2992. What do you have?
A little more about this Ashley Madison situation. Are you?
For those who don't know, the Duggars, the people with 19 kids.
Josh Duggar, yeah. The oldest son in that family, who was in the news a couple months ago for allegations coming out. I guess it wasn't just allegations. It was he molested his
Right, because the parents even admitted that he
did.
And by the way, what makes this interesting is these are these holier-than-thou, super religious, we're so perfect.
He was on a morality council, I think.
Exactly.
Some position. But so he was found today to have two Ashley Madison accounts, I think spending almost $1,000 over the course of a year or two. But Canada is the largest percentage of the country in the world of users of Ashley Madison.
So
above us.
Canadians cheat more than we do.
6.3%. America is 5.1%.
Way to go, Canada.
Which is only 10% in North America. I guess Mexico has some, but I can't tell what the percentage. But
so you're saying 10% of married people cheat?
No, 10%, almost 11% are North Americans who used Ashley Madison.
Oh, okay.
So that leaves 80% over it. So it was a worldwide deal. But this 18 million, they broke it down, their users. 18 million are attached men looking for a female.
Can't even imagine that.
No, I can't either.
Right now the thought sickens me. Of being with
you're
another,
already
another
attached
woman.
And to I'm go sick looking for any more. Yeah.
Tim, you're married. Isn't
yes.
that sickening right now, thinking of being with another woman but your wife?
Could you handle any more female companionship?
Could not.
Than you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
No.
12.
We're exhausted 12, as it is.
12.5 million of the users are single men looking. So it wasn't just.
But I thought Ashley Madison, I thought both parties were married.
I think that was their how they promoted it, but it was more of a dating site where you didn't have to be necessarily attached.
Okay.
So 18 million attached men, 12.5 million single men, attached women looking for men, only 2.3 million. So it was a little, as you can guess, a little skewed, mostly male on the site. And then it was almost 2 million single women looking for male companionship. But this one user on Reddit was talking about his situation. He was in his early 20s and he had just had a breakup, and so he wanted to go on and try online dating. So he set up an Ashley Madison account 6 years ago, and never really used it. But now, all of a sudden, 6 years later, he's married or engaged to be married. And so this hack comes out where his email now is on the list. He's on the, even though he signed up 6 years ago and never used it.
See, this stuff follows you.
Yes. And so, and then he got a call from a reporter asking if he wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, sure I do.
So, yeah, this is a pretty big deal. There were like 1,400 U.S. government officials whose email addresses were on the list.
Well, that doesn't surprise
me. So, yeah, that's not, they pretty much do that. Not just online, but that was it. That's all I had today. And if you
happen to not be familiar at all with what we're talking about, there is a site, and you can go check it out. It's Ashley, I guess, just AshleyMadison.com.
That's it, yeah.
And it's for people who want to cheat. It's for somebody who's, you know, and I cannot even imagine this, not happy with your married sexual life. What?
Yeah,
you find yourself a girlfriend or boyfriend.
So these hackers got everybody who's ever used the service. And they told Ashley Madison, we're going to release these unless you shut your sites down. And so, of course, Ashley Madison kept them up. So they call themselves hacktivists now, where do hacking, but that's, it's almost like a Peter Pan deal where for supposedly good deeds. So they were trying to expose this site for saying, you're encouraging cheating and this and that. So that's why we hacked into your system and released all.
I'm not overly paranoid, but I did put a piece of tape over the camera on my computer at home. There's a camera.
Oh, I don't think that's crazy.
I don't want them looking in my
eyes. You bet. I've done that.
And if you don't think that's possible, then you need to go online and just read some of the legitimate stories about hackers who are able to get in. You're not even using the computer, but if it's on, they can look right through and see your house from the camera.
That's one thing they're worried about when these autonomous cars come around, how easy will they be for hackers to take over driving your self-driving car?
I don't worry about that. I have an update here. Bruce, go to the temple, if you would, please. I have another update here. We are now at $12,600.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
You folks are unbelievable. I get a calculator again. Let me try it with my calculator. 12,600. Hang on. 12,600 divided by 3. We're trying to figure out how many people are in the drawing. So let me do this. Clear, clear, clear. I'm sorry. We're at $13,800.
Wow. What the world is now is love, sweet love.
Okay, 13,800. Bear with me, folks. 13,800. Let me see if that's what I got. 13,800 divided by 3. 46 people in the drawing. Now, what if there are 50 people in the drawing? No, seriously, what if there are 50 people? That's only 4 more people.
Just to make it.
That's 50 people in the drawing. You're in a drawing with only 49 other people. Pretty good odds.
And then, once we get to 50...
What if there were 100?
What if we added another 500 to make it 550 for the radio station?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
That's beautiful. And you know what? Only one person's going to win and be able to bring a spouse or a partner along to dinner with me, my wife, and to go to the Four Seasons. But that's okay. You should feel really good. I'm weird about charities. I will tell you, I will never talk about a lot of personal stuff I do, but I will tell you that most of the stuff I do in the course of a year is not deductible. It's not. It's directly to somebody who's in trouble and need something. And it's not through an organized, legitimate, or recognized 501c, whatever. It's just to help somebody. I'm not interested in the deduction as much as I am in knowing exactly what happens with that money. This is a case where there is a deduction involved, and you still know exactly where the money's going. It's staying right here in the St. Louis area, and all of it goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All right, we're way behind here. Let me try to get caught up. I got to have a great playhouse. I got a good joke for you. Keep that money coming. $300 each is what we're looking for. 314-982-2992. I have a friend, and I'm proud to call him a friend, named Thompson Price. Sometimes advertisers become friends. And I'm very, very lucky in being able to do business with like-minded people. People that I think have honesty and integrity and credibility, and they're not out to cheat people, and they give you your money's worth. and they know how to run a business, and they should be proud of the businesses they've built, and Tom Price is an example of that. He should be very proud of not only the way they do what they do, but the fact that it's a business that sort of sells itself once you do so many jobs and your customers tell other people and they tell their friends, oh, who did your kitchen? Thompson Price. And that's what will happen. I will just go ahead and tell you now. Your friends are going to come in your kitchen and they're going to want to know who did it. Hopefully they won't do exactly the same. I wonder if that's ever happened where somebody said, I want exactly the kitchen you did for Becky and her husband. Identical. I don't think so. Because they're not you. And by the way, I don't think the folks at Thompson Price would do that anyway, because they'd say, you're not Becky and her husband. You don't have the same, they're not the same number of people in the family. You're not the same height they are. And all that stuff comes into play. How tall is everybody? How old is everybody? How long are you going to keep the house? Are you thinking of selling it soon? Are your in-laws ever going to have to move in here when they get older? On and on and on and on. That's how you design a perfect kitchen. It's a process. And it's more of a process than the other people you're going to deal with. But because they're not going to, let's put it this way, the end result when it's over is not going to be the same as it will be with Thompson Price. That's what happens when you take the time to learn everything you can about the customer, what they really want in the perfect kitchen or bathroom. The showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. Go in there. Please look around, tell them you're AM the PM, and check out their website, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
All right, they've cleared an accident from westbound 270 at New Florist, and all lanes are open. You still have some heavy traffic from about back towards 367. It's starting to thin out. Boy, we've got a jam up on eastbound 40 from just east of Kings Highway to McCausland, and they are still working with this accident. Lindbergh is shut down at Schutz, and this report brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event going on now. Save an extra 20% off all clearance, already reduced, but hurry. Kohl's clearance events end soon. Valid in-store only. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music on their terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. The Highway 94 road construction is not affecting them. It's still an easy drive. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new